verse 17 says, and he is before all things, and in him all things exist. You see, Bethlehem was not his beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him and by him. There was nothing that was made that was not made. Now, this may be hard for you to imagine when you put Jesus in human flesh and born of a Virgin Mary for that 33 and a half years, but I have news for you. Jesus is not limited to that. You're going to see Jesus in the Old Testament. They call him Christophanes. You're going to see Jesus as the rock in a weary land. You're going to see Jesus as water coming from a rock. You're going to see Jesus as a fourth man in the fire. You're going to see Jesus is the same. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are not just omnipotent, they are omnipresent. And Jesus is everywhere. I know you probably picture him on a cross or walking out of a tomb or sitting at the right hand of the Father, but here's what you need to know about Jesus and the Father and the Holy Ghost. They can be at OCI and be in Kenya at the same time. They can be here and there and everywhere at the same time. They can be in your house tonight where you're watching us over in Colorado or California. They can be there with you. They can be walking up and down your living room, laying hands on every member of your house while they're actually over in Brazil in the middle of a revival that just broke out, and they're also working in the underground church of China at the same time because he is there. Somebody shout, Jesus is there. Hallelujah. He was there when God said, let there be light, and there was light. He was there when the evening and the morning were the first day. He was there when the suns and the stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. He was there when the valleys were carved out and the mountains were piled up high. He was there when the oceans were formed. He was there when the clouds were spoken. He was there when God said, let us make man in our own image, and breathed into the clay and it became a living soul. He was there when Noah floated his boat. He was there when Abraham built his altar. He was there when Jacob wrestled until the break of day. He was there when Joseph struggled for 18 years from the pit to the palace. He was there when Elisha prayed, Lord, open the eyes of my servant so he can see that those who are with us are more than those who are with them. He was there when Daniel was cast into the lion's den. He was there when Elijah called down fire from Mount Carmel. He was there when he fed the 5,000 with a little boy's lunch. He was there when he hung on a cross between two thieves. He was there when they laid him in the tomb. He was there when he walked into hell and set the captives free. And he was there when up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He was there, and he'll still be there. He's been there for you. He's been there for you. He's been there for you, and he's still there for you. He's going to walk with you through your valley. He's going to climb with you to the top of the mountain. He's going to meet you at the fireside, at the graveside, at the bedside. He'll always be there. Hallelujah. You can put your trust in Jesus. He will be there. Hallelujah. If he's ever been there for you, can you take about 30 seconds right now and just praise him? If he's ever been there for you, just thank the Lord for his goodness. Just thank the Lord for his loving kindness. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Lord.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Notice the language here, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And I want you to leave that up there for a moment because I want to talk about this for just a little bit. Now I want you to look at this. God has given him a name that has to be spoken. And he said these are the languages that are going to speak it. The languages in heaven, the languages on the earth, those under the earth. What does that mean? That means every dead language. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, and I may be messing with your theology just a bit. But according to Acts chapter 2, when they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, they understood everything they said. They were speaking in 15 languages that they had never learned. They were not speaking in an unknown tongue. It was unknown to them. And that's why the word unknown tongue means that it's unknown to you. And I've heard people say before, well, I like to pray in an unknown tongue because I don't want the devil to know what I'm saying. Well, see, I feel the opposite of that. I want the devil to hear every word the Holy Ghost says to me. I'm not going to hide. There are things that I don't even know how to pray about, but when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon me and I begin to pray and he gives me an utterance that I cannot speak, I want the devil to hear every threat. I want the devil to hear every command. See, I don't even know how to pray for myself sometimes, but he knows how to pray for me. He knows what needs to be said. I hope the devil threatens him, sends him back to the abyss, shuts every mouth of every devil in the county, and I have no idea. I'm just feeling the glory of the Lord, and the whole time I'm telling him off. I hope that's exactly what is happening. And I know people that say, well, Dr. B, I struggle with my unknown tongue. I struggle with my prayer language because I don't have a long prayer language. I hear some of these people pray and they have this eloquent, this fluid prayer language. It sounds like a real language. And I just get one little sentence and I say it over and over and over again. Can I tell you something? All you need is one little sentence to make every knee bow and every tongue confess. I don't care if you get one phrase and that's all you say 100 times in a row. If you say Jesus Christ is Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, every knee. That means sickness has to bow, that means the grave has to bow, that means darkness has to bow, that means demons have to bow, that means depression has to bow, that means everything in your life has to bow, oppression has to bow, depression has to bow, everything that's come against you, every enemy of your soul. If all you've got is one phrase, say it again and again and again and again. Because if you say Jesus Christ is Lord, everything is gonna be all right. Because everything must bow to the name that is above every name. If you believe that, give God some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. All you need is one phrase. I don't care if you say it in Aramaic, Hebrew, German, or Swahili. You may have no idea what you're saying, but he'll know it. And he'll run and he'll leave. Go home and cleanse your house. If all you get's one phrase, cleanse your house. Cleanse your house. Make them bow. Don't you run from the devil. You make the devil run from you. You have been given the name above every name. You have been given the authority and the name of Jesus. Don't you run and hide and wait on the rapture. Oh no. You put on your boots. You pick up your sword. You put on the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. situation and you declare, as for me and my house, we're not going anywhere. As for me and my house, you've got to leave here now. We're tired of being sick. We're tired of being pushed around. We're tired of being run over. I'm tired of bad news. As for me, today begins a day of good news. Today begins a day of breakthrough. You have every right to talk like that. You have every right to declare. God said, if you can declare it, I can establish it. But you've got to open your mouth and declare it in Jesus' name, and God will establish it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus, and you can't forget that. I love that song that we sing sometimes, and I don't have the voice to sing it tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And my favorite part is, I hear an army rising up. Hallelujah. I believe that with all of my heart, that the army of the Lord is on the rise and God is doing mighty things. Don't you ever forget that there is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name is higher than the names of heaven. Jesus' name is higher than the names of earth. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. He said, in my name you shall speak with new tongues. He said, in my name you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There was a great songwriter, a worship leader, that wrote it this way: I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there is peace in your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, because your name is power, your name is healing, and your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, and burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.